Well, I'm really learning more and more about Haran Yahya through this conference that we're part of. I've been aware of Mr. Yahya for a number of years. He has a reputation as a Muslim creationist in the United States, and I'm aware of the book that he was involved with, the book that he was involved with, The Atlas of Creation, and it's a wonderful volume that I think does a powerful job of showing that when we look at the fossil record, what we don't see is evolution, but rather we see stasis or no change. And so I'm learning more and more about Mr. Yahya and grateful for this opportunity to get to know him better. But from my perspective, anyone who is willing to publicly stand up for the scientific case for creation, who's willing to raise questions and to challenge the evolutionary framework, is to some degree an ally of mine, because that's a shared goal, a shared objective that I have in my work. And so I'm looking forward to building a better and deeper relationship with Mr. Yahya, and excited to learn more about what he's doing. Well, I think key to that is each person who holds to creationist beliefs must really make an effort to truly understand the evolutionary paradigm and why scientists who hold that perspective hold that view, what the evidences are that they cite in favor of that view, and from that understanding then develop the information and the capacity to offer a response to that evidence. So it really boils down to really learning as much as you can about science and about, again, why do evolutionary biologists hold the views that they hold, but then also be willing to spend the time to read the works of creationists who will highlight or identify weaknesses in the theory of evolution, but also positive evidences for a creator's fingerprints in the record of nature.